Amagansett, July 13. Random observation. I'd been handed a ticket on the fast rail, and I was well on my way to God knew where. It was Tom Wickerdom or bust. Or was it? I began to remember strange, sad stories about men called assassination buffs. I remembered people laughing at the expense of an ex-newsman from Memphis who was still dredging up facts about Martin Luther King's murder. My body was trying to accept another northern morning. It was agreeably warm outside, but spring warm. It was 8 a.m., and I was badly in need of a caffeine fix. I had to settle for nicotine, American tobacco style. Cigarette in hand, I surveyed a big gray Victorian-style house bordering the yard of William Seward Junior High in Amagansett. I was fingering a rash under my new beard. In retrospect, I think the lack of sleep had caught up with me. The big house had four white gables and a black fleetwood sticking out of the garage. The house number told me it was Miss Eddie Hatfield's place, and I was properly impressed with the living style of the Bowditch nurse. Miss Hatfield had been night charge nurse on Bowditch for over 35 years. Both Shulman and Ronald Asher said she was the only person on Bowditch Ben Toy might have opened up to. Miss Hatfield was a magical old lady, they said. She was the one who'd originally alerted Shulman to the Jimmy Horn references in Toy's ramblings. I could distinguish a bald head reading a newspaper inside the house's darkened living room. Steam was drifting up from a coffee cup on the windowsill. I slogged up the spongy, wet front lawn, stood on a wet bristle mat, and tried to get a brass lion head to make noise for me. The knocker would stick on the downswing, then it would make a sound like thum. Stick, then thum.
Doesn't work right.
A man's voice finally came from inside.
I'm coming around. I'm coming around.
He of the bald head, an ancient fellow in a plaid shirt with black string tie, finally opened up the front door. He was Miss Hatfield's father, and he appeared to be well into his 90s. He shook from Parkinson's disease, he told me, but other than that, everything was ship-shape.
She's sleeping now,
he said after we'd gotten our autobiographies in order.
Works nights up the hospital. I just picked her up 7:15.
The old man looked down at a handsome gold watch, searched the dial for arms, looked back up at me.
Made my fortune selling these Benrises, he remarked. You're about 6'6", aren't you?
He went on. 6'7", I blushed, then slouched out of an old no-I-don't-play-basketball habit. Mr. Hatfield shook his head and made a clucking noise with his cheek.
79 fucking inches, he said. Here I stand, 61 and a half. Used to be 64. Hell, Eddie's near 63 herself.
I couldn't help laughing at the way he'd said it, and the old man chortled along with me. I asked what time I should come back to talk with his daughter.
Oh, hell, I'm going to wake her now.
He gave me a little hand signal to follow him inside.
She's been expecting you all yesterday. Ever since Ben Toy told her you come, I ever let you get away, she'd cut me off my cream of wheat.
He went up the stairs, chuckling to himself. He was a country boy in his own quaint Long Island, New York way. I met Miss Hatfield in a parlor room already smelling strongly of musk. The nurse was a smiley, white-haired lady with a little hitch in her walk. She was a fast-walking limper, though, a female Walter Brennan. How are you this fine morning? She shook my hand with some of the friendliness I'd been missing since coming up north. I'm Eddie. Be more than happy to help you all I can. Alan Shulman already said it'd be fine. She grinned perfect, shiny false teeth. Heard about your mess-up with young Asher. The little nurse had completely taken over the room. Her big smile was everywhere. Eddie shit, I was thinking. This was my great Aunt Mary Elizabeth Collins Jones, the one who had me pegged. Sit down, she said to me. Daddy, why don't you take a nice walk? She turned to her father. The old fella had just settled into a cushiony velvet love seat. It took him a while to get up and to hobble across the room.
Why don't she take a nice flying crap for herself? He loud whispered as he passed my chair.
Not while this nice young man is here, Eddie Hatfield said without missing a beat.